The Real Issue, The Real Debates, an audio series on the Lincoln-Douglas debates, this time in Galesburg, with Rodney Davis and Douglas Wilson of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. Their book, The Lincoln-Douglas Debates, The Lincoln Study Center Edition, gives us a new, more accurate record of the words and ideas expressed by Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln, running for the U.S. Senate from Illinois in the summer and fall of 1858. Here's Rodney Davis with more on the great debate in Galesburg.
Lincoln and Douglas met for the fifth time at Galesburg in Knox County on the 7th of October, once again nearly 3 weeks after the previous debate at Charleston. In the meantime, both had been very actively campaigning across central Illinois. Galesburg, like Charleston and like the last two debate sites, would all be located within the rather large central Illinois area in which it was determined or decided that the issue would be settled. Galesburg had a certain amount of notoriety across the state as being a place that was more than unduly sympathetic to, if not abolitionism per se, certainly to anti-slavery activism and politics. Galesburg and Knox College had been founded together 20 years or so before the fifth debate as kind of a community supporting a college. It was founded by immigrants from New England and from New York State. The county was heavily Republican in its political orientation, and there had been quite a bit of support earlier for the Liberty and the Free Soil parties in Knox County. But things were changing substantially, demographically, in the area. Between 1850 and 1858, Galesburg had become a rather significant regional railroad hub. Its population had become a good deal more heterogeneous as it expanded from about 900 to something like 5,000 within that time period. And these railroad connections also ensured that listeners to the debates could be brought in from substantial distances outside of Galesburg. So we can certainly presume that the debate audience at Galesburg was a good deal more bipartisan than might be suggested by the character of the historic character of the town itself. Politicians on both sides agreed that the Galesburg audience was the largest of the debate series. The figure that is usually given for the debates for the debate audience is something like 10,000. It was cold and disagreeable at Galesburg. There was a lot of wind. There was a lot of noise, a lot of paper rattling. The Republican newspapers complained once again that the Democratic newspapers had made Abraham Lincoln sound like a booby. It's tempting to suspect that a good bit of this problem might have resulted simply from the inclement weather and the circumstances that it brought, making it difficult for reporters to take things down properly. The debate at Galesburg was conducted on the east side of the main college building, a building which still stands and which proudly commemorates its status as the only remaining location of one of the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
That's Rodney Davis of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. Lincoln and Douglas and the general public were debating slavery, that is, the lives and futures of African Americans. Galesburg and Knox College had been founded by abolitionists and welcomed black students, including the first black U.S. Senator, Hiram Revels. But according to Rodney Davis, there were few blacks in the crowd.
It's not inconceivable that they would have been in the audience. I can certainly imagine blacks being in the audience at Freeport, although I don't know that it's documented that any were. Conceivably at Ottawa, possibly at Galesburg. I think it's unlikely that they would have been present anyplace else. And for blacks to be venturing out and even listening at the edge of a politically oriented crowd would be a bit chancy, a bit daring in Illinois at that time. With the exception of the three communities that I mentioned, I'd say that it was very unlikely anyplace else.
That's Rodney Davis of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. The debate at Old Main Knox College campus in Galesburg is noted as the site where Abraham Lincoln most forcefully starts to add a moral dimension to the political argument about slavery. Stephen Douglas, meanwhile, continues to base his debating position on power politics, majority rule, as Douglas Wilson explains.
His core argument, as you say, is that what we're talking about is democracy, is the majority deciding. So if the majority wants something like slavery, then majority rule says that we're going to have slavery, and we shouldn't question it. That's their right. So that's all we're talking about here, is whether or not we're going to follow a democratic. Lincoln, of course, is saying, yes, but what happens if what the majority wants or has sanctioned in the past or gets into the Constitution is a moral wrong? Granted that we have to, unless we want to destroy the Constitution, we have to do what the Constitution says. But then how do we remedy this? I think he's never more effective than when he says, look, here's what we want. If you think slavery is okay, you don't belong with us. We don't expect you to vote for us. You vote for Douglas. What we'd like to do is to persuade all of you people who don't think slavery is a good thing, think it's a bad thing, is to think this question all the way till you come to where we are, which says, I have to, in virtue of my belief that it's wrong, do something to see that sometime, somewhere, it's going to come to an end. And it seems to me that's a powerful appeal. He's making it clear, I'm not demonizing you. I'm not demonizing Southerners. I'm just saying that those of us who think it's wrong and who think it has to end someday need to stand together. Seems to me that he's very effective in that. And as you say, Douglas isn't all that effective in saying this is just about democracy, just about majority rule.
For just about everything, as far as Douglas is concerned, just about every kind of issue is a matter of local option, regardless of what its content might be. Lincoln can't see it that way. He thinks that there's certainly great wrong in a majority tyrannizing a minority. And that certainly is what is going on when Douglas says that the determination of what the rights of black people are going to be something that's a matter of local option. It's up to the local community to determine, in other words, what's right and what's wrong. Lincoln has a higher standard of what's wrong. And in the last analysis, he thinks nobody has a real right to do wrong.
That's Rodney Davis with Douglas Wilson. They're the co-directors of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. Their book is The Lincoln-Douglas Debates, the Lincoln Study Center edition, published by the University of Illinois Press. Abraham Lincoln will continue to build the moral dimension of his argument as next the debaters head for Quincy, Illinois. And that's in the next segment of this audio series, The Real Issue, The Real Debates, a presentation of Knox College and the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College.